This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave them with the friend. It will go by so long, and the plantation, I me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works, just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and I
you got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. We'll get a plague over already. Y'all help me get that one over. I'll help you get over. We'll do it together. All right? Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday. The only thing I love about Wednesday, that means you're closer to Friday. That's about it. But like I said, we got an open line edition today, as we do each and every Wednesday. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Lines are open. And, of course, in the Family Islands, toll-free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable channel 969, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, like I said, it is Wednesday. Lots to talk about, and there's a ton of stuff buzzing on social media. There's a ton of talks on this, and we got a whole laundry list to talk about, and it starts with some of the headlines today.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, they got that great BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free over there at Fine Threads on jeans. So be sure to check them out, both locations. The flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be sure to check them out online as well, finethreads.com. Cost of living rise shocking, but major grocer says holiday prices will be stable. Story by Candia Dames. Pointing to the shocking cost of living rise as reflected in recent University of the Bahamas UB study, Super Value owner Rupert Roberts said yesterday his buyers have been mandated to carefully examine international markets in a bid to keep current prices at the very least stable. Super Value lead buyers told the Nassau Guardian yesterday that headed into the holiday season, prices are expected to remain stable, but customers are being urged to give up their love affair with popular brands, which have consistently risen in cost every quarter due to manufacturers passing on increases. Quoted as saying, after being contacted, Mr. Roberts said, I think that we are in hard times. It's shocking. $4,000 a month 4 years ago and $10,000 today to feed a family of four. That's shocking. This covers food and, of course, we know it's gas and it's rent and other costs of living. But we're very conscious of it and we're doing all we can. Mr. Roberts, please, let's keep them prices stable. Don't let them go up. But hold on. You can't put the brand in your store. Cause me to like it. Cause me to make it part of my weekly. And then tell me to give it up? For a lesser brand? Boy, some things are hard. Some things are hard. But anyway, I get your point, though, Mr. Roberts. The bigger point is, you say at this time, at very least stable, all right? That means in one area, not too much, not too high, not too low, like around, okay, keep it stable. We need no peaks and valleys, okay? No hala. Political change is greatest challenge in climate fight, PM says. Story by Tanika Thompson. The greatest challenge in the fight against climate change is political change, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday. Davis said efforts to mitigate climate change should not be sporadic, done and undone after an election. While he did not reference America specifically, his speech came a week after the victory of Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election. Look at our Prime Minister, hey? Gone to Samoa, tracked down King Charles, said we need reparations. Now he firing a shot at Trumpy, you see that? Because he could only be meaning Donald Trump. Boy, brave, I see why they just call you brave, boy. Stop it. Ferguson, doubtful livable wage anytime soon. Story by Rachel Scott. Amid renewed conversations over the high cost of living, Trade Union Congress President Obi Ferguson said yesterday he is not confident Bahamians will soon see a livable wage. Ferguson said he feels this way in public service, Pia Glover Rowe. We have written to the International Labor Organization on behalf of the trade unions that are involved, so I'm satisfied that the ILO will be interested in doing something. He told the Nassau Guardian, I'm not so satisfied at this point based on what the minister's attitude is, unless the prime minister gets involved himself, that is not going to happen unless there will be confrontation. Wow. Carter, I see you. I'll get to you in a sec. Texas, keep them coming. I'll get to them in a sec. Bahamas Air suspends flights into Haiti. Story by Tanika Thompson. Bahamas Air has stopped all flights into Haiti as safety precaution after gangs shot two American commercial planes in Port-au-Prince on Monday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Aviation, and Investments Chester Cooper told reporters yesterday that the airline regularly makes assessments to determine whether it is safe to fly into the destabilized country. The safety of Bahamas Air and the passengers comes first, and every day, every week, we make the assessment as to whether we continue service, Cooper said. From time to time, we pause service until the environment stabilizes. Well, that answers some questions, because yesterday when this came out, you know, if you want to hide stuff from Bahamians, put it in the paper, put it in. People were jumping on semantics. And I get you have to go over everything this administration says and politicians in general. A fine tooth comb. And with no Freedom of Information Act, you got to be able to check them as best you can. So there are a lot of concerns yesterday. People say, well, is it only one flight, one specific part of Haiti? It clearly says here today from the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Aviation, and Investments. He told reporters yesterday, Chester Cooper, that the airline regularly makes assessments to determine whether it is safe to fly into these destabilized countries. All right, they made the assessment, and Bahamas Air has stopped all flights into Haiti as a safety precaution. So for those of you wondering about a gray area, you know, there you have it. All flights have been canceled until further notice. And that's just the front page. We still got tons to talk about. We still got a ripple effect from yesterday's show as well, too. Yeah, I tell you the power of talking heads. I'll tell you more about that when we get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the rake. But right now, let's get to the phone lines real quick. But before I do, let me check the text lines. Naughty, what's the deal with Bahamas? Amazon is shipping to the Bahamas for free via DHL. So all the information's online. You're not reading incorrect. and obviously, as a ripple effect of that text, you know, according to the Chamber of Commerce, businessmen here are bracing for it. It's going to be a monumental game changer. All right, let's get to these texts. Good afternoon, Nwadi. I think you said an open line today. Do you know that Solomon's make that cashier stand up for the entire shift, maybe with the exception of whenever they take lunch. It's like so unbelievably cruel. There are comments on their Facebook page, but nothing has changed. Not a bench, a stool, a chair in sight. Well, I got to do my due diligence or not. I know at other affiliates of Solomon's, they have chairs and stools for the cashiers to sit on. So I need to check that out. Naughty, we need confidence in these new brands, especially rice and cheese not melting, etc. Thank you. Don't keep it stable if it's going to cost us health-wise. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
A pleasure. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, Sparky. How are thou? How are you feeling?
I'm coming along.
Now, careful how you answer that, because you gotta be careful how you answer that. Because I see certain videos circulating with you and one of your homeboys from back in the day. Look like you're doing better. You look like you're doing on demand. I like that. That's good stuff.
I can hardly hear you because I'm on the front porch today using the phone today. other than the other issues that you're quite aware of, now between Batelco and BTC and Alive and them, I have no internet down here in Friday State, so I have no cable to watch in the night when I'm home alone and this and that and that. So I'm shut down from the world. I can't listen to Guardian on 96.9 anymore. Not because a cable in them. Plus, you know, hey, hold on, Naughty.
Uh-huh.
Just a rare joke now. No, Naughty, it's a rare joke. And this ain't nothing about you. Okay?
All right.
But you know, Dwight got me bamboozled. Dwight got me blocked all over the place. But I can talk to you. I can talk to Howard Roots. And I can talk to
You know why, Sparky? Because we had a meeting and we drew straws, and me, Scrooge, and Howard drew the three shortest straws. I'm only joking. Go ahead. I'm only joking, Sparky.
I appreciate that because every place I go in the supermarket, the guy says, "Sparky, we don't hear you on the radio anymore." I say, "Dwight Strawn got me blocked from Guardian. I want to know why." But anyway, leave that alone.
Leave Dwight alone, man. Leave Dwight, all right? Because you ain't blocked on Guardian. Hold on. Sparky, you can't make a broad statement like that. Hear me out now. If you get a blight or if you get a play on Howard's show, my show, and Scrooge. So you can't say Guardian. You got to say Dwight got me banned from his show.
Naughty.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm leaving in the morning to go to Jamaica. I know you don't know that.
Boy, well, you know what I want you to do for me when you get to Jamaica.
Naughty.
Drink a Red Stripe.
Naughty.
Yes.
You talk while I talk and you eat at my time.
Sir, it is always my time. It's my show. What I let you have is what I bly you. Always remember, the time is mine. I'm the time, Daddy. Don't forget that. Now, go ahead.
You know, I love you so much, and I tell you, in the morning, Sparky leaves to go with a friend down to Jamaica, St. Hugh's. Anglican Church is celebrating their 100th anniversary down there. That's an all-girls school thing down in there. And somebody invited me to go down to this anniversary thing. At 6 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, into Montego Bay. I'm staying down at Ocho Rios. I'm going to 9 miles above Maliberry. I'm going to Kingston. I'm going to St. Jude. I'm going to Duns River Falls. I'm going all over Jamaica.
Behave yourself while you're there, Sparky. Have a safe trip and go soak in Duns River Falls, man. It's therapeutic.
Naughty?
Yes.
Naughty, I can drink some Red Stripe, and I can send my picture with 3 joints in my mouth.
And on that note, I'm going to cut you, and you have a good trip. Sound like you flying to Jamaica already? That sound like you done flying. But safe trips, Sparky. Godspeed, and I'm sure we'll hear from you when you get back. And with that being said, we're going to ride right to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. I'm going to open up the lines. We got lots to talk about. Bring it. It's an open line Wednesday. You know how we do it on Talking Heads. And it continues right after this.
The work goes by so long on the plantation. And we never get paid. Our gold they stole away. How many lives they slay. Now they work to slap them in the...
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
I'm joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Flavored Island Games, we making dreams come true. Flavored Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, but now we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the frown. The workers for the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey!
Oh, we're back at ya. On the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and company, right up until 6 p.m. Lines are open, phone lines are open, text lines are open. And listen, off of yesterday's show, you know, it was brought up, had the big discussion, you know, about extended visitors. Had some texts, you know, texting, and obviously hardline PLPs agreeing with, you know, we need to get of extended stay visitors. If we're promoting tourism and the economy being the way it is, and tourism is such a major portion of it and breadwinner for so many, then I don't see the sense in wanting to get rid of extended stay visitors. That, I guess, caused a little bit of a hullabaloo. That sent a ripple effect from second homeowners, winter birds who come down and spend 2, 3, 4 months. Like we talked about the Canadian visitors that go to Grand Bahama and how they support the economy down there. Food stores, beauty salons, rent-a-cars, so on and so forth. Restaurants. So I think a lot of people were up in arms. Now, on the news from the ZNS Northern Service, here comes Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism and Aviation, Mr. Chester Cooper, with this statement. Whenever you're ready, Mr. Producer.
Conceptions surrounding an immigration policy implemented in September 2024. The Bahamas Department of Immigration introduced a $200 non-refundable processing fee for all extensions of stay applications. This policy has raised concerns among visitors about the permitted length of stay before requiring an extension. The Honorable I. Chester Cooper is providing clarification on the policy.
Firstly, there is misinformation on this issue. I have spoken with the minister responsible for immigration and the director of immigration, and they have released a clarifying memo for all immigration officers across the country that this doesn't apply to tourist stay, doesn't apply to apply to homeowners, does not apply to cruising permits. This was designed really for the renewal of work permits, long-term work permits in particular.
The tourism minister assured.
All right, now, clearly, that speaks to all those issues that were raised on the show yesterday out of Grand Bahama. Now, I appreciate, one, Mr. Cooper for listening. I know he's a long time listener. I appreciate that. Obviously, to ease the concerns of those extended visitors, I get it. And the key issuance in there and the statement in there was a department-wide memo has been sent to immigration to ensure that they know exactly what this is about. However, there is still information circulating out there that needs to be rectified, because that's great that Mr. Cooper said what he said. Obviously, a statement of that magnitude, and already with the news releases, hey, I'm going to see how it plays out. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. However, you're going to have to do your due diligence, Mr. Cooper, on getting this information that has continued to be disseminated since September 18th, 2024. And I just had people send it to me, and some may be expats. I don't know. But at the end of the day, effective September 18th, visitors extension of stay. Effective September 18th, 2024, the Bahamas Department of Immigration has implemented new $200 non-refundable processing fee for all extension of stay applications. An extension on visitor stay may be granted to applicants who qualify. Please note that this process in no way nullifies the usual process that requires applicants to be interviewed in person by the extension officer to be considered for a visitor's extension to the extension officer. Proof of payment, return ticket or temporary cruising permit, valid passport, local address, the immigration landing card, provide reason for extension of stay, evidence of Bahamian visa if applicable, valid email address, mobile telephone number, sponsor's passport number. So that sounds like an extension of a vacation stay. So I think this information needs to be recalled and reissued properly, speaking to the extended stay visitor, and then speaking to the work permits. Because you want no gray areas with both of them. Because you know, when it comes to work permits now, let's be honest, allegedly there's been some liberties over the years by certain entities. So let's get it clarified. If what Mr. Cooper says is the case, then I expect a reissuance of the requirements for extension of stay and for work permits, so there's no gray area. And I applaud Mr. Cooper for making the address and giving us some information. Now, when it comes to the PLP, you have to understand that when Mr. Davis speaks and Mr. Cooper speaks, we still have to wait for Fred Mitchell to come along and say what he has to say at the end of it all. Because, you know, he like to bring up the rear and then, you know, say what he has to say pertaining to all of this. And I'm sure he'll be making a statement. In 5, 4, 3, 2, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty.
How are you?
Yeah, I just got bit up on my dog, Naughty. I'm having so much pain right now. I'm so mad right now. You know.
By like, your dog or by somebody else's dog?
My sister ran away and she leave a dog with me and he got up the leash. I thought this car knocked him down. You know, these Negroes, they don't. I don't want to talk about it, but whatever.
But I hope all of that works out for you and I hope you feel better.
Yeah, but I was trying to reach you with the football thing, but I can call you on the back, on the block side, on the other side. Because I hear you're talking some propaganda against the Steelers.
Propaganda? I talked about the Steelers.
Huh?
Only thing I know about the Steelers is the last game my Dallas Cowboys won was against you all. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
You keep dwelling on that, then you know you all can beat us if Russell is playing.
Hey, if my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. A win is a win. What the record book show? What does the fact, what does the written literature say?
Time master. You're the time master, right?
It's time daddy. Time daddy. Get it right.
It's time daddy. If you can talk about that on the other side, really true. Listen to me now. But I won't get this off because my grandson Dwight, right? You know, like, he had some people on this morning talking about climate change, which is quite strange, right?
Right.
But, you know, they say Google don't lie. But Google lied during the pandemic, right? But I just want to get this out to the public because They go, but I like Goss. I like how when they were talking about the climate change and and the diversity and the behavior of the government, local and out here at home, right? There's a different knowledge between at home and abroad. Let's put it that way. But everyone should go and Google, because the reason why I Google it, because I know it's a farce. Donald Trump knows it's a hoax. And so I Google, has scientists come to a common consensus on the multiplier used for calculating carbon credits and carbon emissions, okay? Now, this is what Google says, not 52, because I'm a dummy, okay? There is no clear consensus on the multiplier used to calculate carbon emissions and carbon credits, right? This is Google now. Uncertainty in carbon markets, there is uncertainty about the value of carbon credits and methodologies used to measure that value, okay? So what I'm saying is, I am willing, this is only one, naughty. Even so, when you the more trees you plant, right? Reforestation, right? The more trees you plant, the more carbon you offset. Wouldn't that be a practical way to offset carbon emissions?
Yes, plant more trees.
Listen to me. Any man who believes they can save the planet without God is a fool. Now, I don't know what science they're using. So the difference is, why haven't you done a study to show if the carbon dioxide that's produced from carbon emissions or from fossil fuel burning, if the plants uptake that in photosynthesis, because it's known as anthropogenic carbon, which is carboniferous carbon. We have carbon in rocks. We have carbon in me and you. That's why they do carbon dating. Carbon is the source of all life. I want to settle the score with Al Gore, who is a crook. This global carbon initiative, carbon credits, is a financial construct. Now, who disagree? That's because they had someone to challenge me on anything that I say. And because, you know, the thing is, if I could figure it out, right? No one can save, only God can save the planet. Science will take over your life and control your life because of the ignorance of the masses, that I will call another word that you will press the button.
Sheeple.
If I say crimes and masses, I bless them.
There you go, man. I with you. I got your word. You ain't getting no trouble, 52, but I get your point. And that's why sometimes you have to take the information and disseminate it for yourself. Do your own due diligence and your own research. Because, especially here in the 242, because we like to lie all over social media. Ooh, and embellish and create a story. And touching on that, there's still a lot of stories, finger pointing, dirty laundry being aired in social media. And I touched on it yesterday, pertaining to two twins. And I'm not going to elaborate any further. I'm just going to say this. I see a lot of adults slapping up, finger pointing, looking for likes and clout on social media. And all the adults got a story, all the adults got an issue, but not once have we heard, are those kids, are those twins all right? And videos and info are still circulating to the contrary. I need to know, has there a wellness check been done? And those kids are all right. We could figure out the foolishness that the adults are into, you know, the parents, the grandparents, the cousins, the friends, to this one, to that one, the wannabe activist, the wannabe so-and-sos, and the wannabe champion. Yeah, all of that. Because there's a lot of mudslinging going on. But at the end of the day, my concern are the kids. They have no voice in this, obviously. And the adults that are supposed to be their voice slapping up incorrectly. Can somebody please let me know the well-being are those kids in question? Could somebody please let me know if there was a proper wellness check done and what's the latest status on those kids? If they're still subjected to what we've been hearing, or have they been placed in a safe place? Because at the end of the day, the kids are my concern. The adults slapping up and all of that, that's what we do, sadly, in the 242. We lose because we got sidetracked by the fluff and the smoke and the mirrors. So, yeah. Somebody, please, with the right information, no text. I didn't mean four. I was referencing twins, meaning two. Now, if I meant the two twins, I meant the two, one and two of the set of twins, meaning one set of twins equals two. Two twins are in one set. Now, I could also mean, anyway. You get what I mean, Texter. Don't sidetrack me. So, yeah, I need to know, you know, what the status is on that as well. In addition to that, please, and I'm trying to arrange right now to get some learned friends from UB on the show to let's discuss the snake situation in this country. Obviously, video circulating yesterday, huge python around the courts in the House of Assembly. I don't know what everybody was getting upset about. We've had snakes near and around our House of Assembly for 50 years. So I don't know what the big deal is now. But at the end of the day, we need to know and identify what is a behavior. Who do we call when we see said serpents? What is the procedure on approaching them? If we get bitten by one, are there poisonous snakes here? Do we have anti-venom? There's a multitude of questions that we need to ask. And again, you get keyboard doctors, keyboard scientists all over social media pontificating, putting information out. It's far from the case. So we got to be better informed. But right now, the way I see it, since we don't know if we got rattlers or not, if you're walking around and you see a snake that don't look familiar, you're like, go the next way. Don't investigate. Don't be no hero. I mean, come on. Look how Steve Irwin ended up, Lord bless the dead. And he did it every day. You and me just need to break off running if we have any. Next way. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
You realize the prime minister of almost $250,000 BMW sitting on you and he ain't put 100 miles on it yet?
I mean, I guess he's charging it because I hear it's dual, you know, it's electric.
But, you know,
maybe he's waiting for the price of BPL to go down and be part of that 80,000 that they say saw a decrease in their bill because I wasn't part of that. Maybe he's waiting, you know, to charge it up that way.
The prime minister built his whole 5 years on climate change and Trump came right there and shoot it down in one shot.
Who, Donald? The Donald?
The Donald shoot our prime minister ambition now, you know, because he been campaigning on this climate change.
No, but you, now stop. I'm not, now hold on. Caller, you could get on the prime minister for the traveling, okay? Because I saw a statistic today. You know, the prime minister travels, and they listed, you know, Mr. Pinden, Sir Lyndon, 23 years, how far he traveled, the 15 years of Mr. Ingram, the 10 years of Mr. Christie, the 4.5 years of Minnis, because he quit early, and then, yeah, the 3 years of the Davis administration. In the 3 years of the Davis administration, he has gone over 350, all of them put together over 350,000 miles.
Yeah.
So, yes, one thing for sure, he may travel, but you got to look at how he travels. See,
first loss.
No, but listen, and the reason why, and sometimes I know you get frustrated with this administration, but you got to see the silver lining. Our prime minister cares about me and you, bro. He flew all the way to Samoa to track down King Charles and say, free up the reparations. You don't see he flew to this climate change summit and first shot he threw across the bow to water Donald? Brave living up to his name. Brave living up to his name. That's what I'm trying to say.
How you think they're going to play it for us now when you throwing short across the bow?
Well,
you
know,
that's the most pettiest person in the world.
I just say, he try it. I don't know how it gonna end up, but he try.
I just hope they do the right thing and just walk away.
But you know,
I'm
being totally facetious on this. You know,
I know what
Trump wants shut down, he's going to shut down.
Yeah, but don't give him a reason to mess with us. And that's exactly what Brave doing.
So you think he's poking the bear?
Don't give him a reason to mess with us.
You think he's poking the bear?
He's not only poking the bear, he's poking the bear in the eye.
Man, he's trying to get pre-clearance taken from us. That's what he's trying to do.
I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it, man. These dudes already jam us up. Come on, man. Don't mess us up no more.
I got you.
Don't mess us up no more.
Good stuff, right, as always, man. I appreciate you calling, as always. How things down there on your side of town, man? Because I know this Grand Bahama.
Like Freeboard Marsh right up.
Freeboard Marsh right up.
Unfortunately, it's too late for them to try to do anything now.
Wow. And what's the consensus in Grand Bahama on the ground from what you're hearing? Satisfied with this administration or not happy?
The PLCs are extremely quiet.
That's not a good
thing. Extremely quiet, and that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing, no.
No, they're extremely quiet. You don't see them.
Because one thing I know about Grand Bahamian PLPs, boy, when they got something to talk about, you can't never hear their mouth stop.
They have nothing to talk about, and they have no one to talk about because no one here is doing nothing.
Ah.
The MP for West End, where is he? The MP for Pine Ridge, where is she? So, you know, they have nothing to talk about.
The lawnmower, darn it.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a John Deere. Right, you can sit on that boy. Anyway, be safe. I appreciate you. Keep me posted in Grand Bahama, bro. Be safe, all right?
Come on.
Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. C. Allen Johnson here.
How are you, hey. C. Allen?
Man, let me just say something, right? On Grand Bahama, they starting with 6, going to Abaco with 2, Eleuther with 2. And when you add it up, when you get to 22, everything else is gratis. The PLP knows this. But let's, 52, I'll follow on 52. The Prime Minister, there's about 6 different economy models in the new so-called world discussion about climate change. And they are the green economy, blue economy, aquamarine economy, climate economy, and carbon economy, okay? Now, let's look at what their value is today. And I just want to see perspective for the Prime Minister. I'm confused with what he's doing. Today, the current value of those economies is $3 trillion. That means somewhere $3 trillion is being thrown around, being made, and doing whatever. It's estimated by the end of Michael Pintard's term, it'll be reached about $10 trillion. Okay? The question then becomes that even though we talk about, and 52 is absolutely right concerning the carbon pricing, but right now, if you use the European standard that's being done, it's probably around $90, and it'll probably double by the same 2031, right? The question then becomes, we've been talking about this. We're supposed to be in the global leaders in this. Why don't we see our involvement in the economics of this rather than sitting around begging for someone to give us something because we are supposed to be victims of this? You understand? So if this type of money is being made, that means that if we understand these economic models, we should have inserted ourselves to find the benefits of work over begging. And this is why I say there is no strategy for global warming in the Bahamas. We don't talk about shoring up. We don't talk about a whole bunch of things, but we are demanding what we don't understand. I mean, you don't have a $3 trillion economy unless there's information out there to be comprehended and understood. So what we need is an honest, open conversation, whether this is real or imagined. Donald Trump is not going to send this away. His position will only augment what happens in our society. And I'm just ending saying, the fact that people who actually believe that oil and its derivative is going to go away, all they have to do is just do some research. 90% of products in production today in the world depend on fossil fuels for their production, either as a fuel for energy or transport. 80% of the products in the store today, produced today, incorporate fossil fuel derived material or byproduct. My question to you is, what timeline do you see us eliminating this when you take into economic dominance depends on this, and countries like the U.S., money is almost backed by this when you have these other countries like OPEC producing countries or whatever. And so this argument that we as a country is going to shut down the global economy with no replacement for it is ludicrous. And so we need to find out how do we integrate while we look for whatever damage, what they say loss that's been done. Let's build a country by understanding the economic models that is in existence today. And that's the leadership we need. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, C. Allen, always, man. Good stuff. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Godly day, this is Stark.
What's going on, Bremen?
How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bremen. How about you, man?
I'm all right, thank God, you know. Thank God for what it is, you know. Could have been worse. But a couple of things I want to say, right? The teachers and the preachers you know, and the police. They got to start teaching youngsters how to leave people things alone, you know, and stay off of people's premises, especially when people doesn't want you or want on their premises. You see what I'm saying? It's filthy around here, man. They'll spend street off Mason's edition. Also, Naughty, what I want to say is this, right? I think the teachers, you know, I appreciate what they're doing. But for what I know, what I've experienced and experiencing, I think the teachers should, you know, just do more because our children are out of whack, okay? And they ain't checking for anybody or anything or anybody thinks. And that's going to get them in serious trouble. And when it gets them in trouble, the people would put them in trouble. They going, according to what they had done, they're going to be in problem, you see? So it needs to be dealt with from the top to the bottom. This country, this Nassau, a filthy man. People needs to be walking in peace around here and being in their house in peace, because nobody know how I got mine and nobody pays my bills. Naughty, thank you for your time.
Always good to hear from you, Brayman. Just don't bust no corn. Stay patient. Breathe in, breathe out. We'll be all right, brother. All right. You're almost trying to get to the break, Mr. Producer. We got the call. Talking Heads. Turn your radio down for me, caller.
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. The gentleman that just hung up. I don't understand. I really don't. He's calling for the teachers, the police, to teach the children?
What I think he's getting at, caller?
No. Did those children drop out of the sky, or do they have parents?
No. Listen, I get your point. I get your point. I think what he was trying to get to is that it's a societal thing, and on all levels, multiple levels, parental, church, school, police, government, we need to come together, community activists and groups.
Let me reword it. I agree with what you are saying now, but what he said was wrong.
No, it sounded like the onus of proof was on, a burden of proof was on those three branches. No, and I agree.
And then he also said that they need to come through and clean up. What happened to the residents? He meant something else to it. No. They call a spade a spade. You, but some behemoths are just nasty. Lord God have mercy on me, hold my tongue.
No, but caller, in all fairness, Brayman has been advocating for a long time that his property and properties near his have been, you know, taken advantage of by foreign nationals who live in that area, and, you know, they're abusing the properties. And, we've pointed them in the direction, making complaints to the police force, if they don't act in due diligence, reaching out to social services. But you know the process here in the red tape.
But not even all due respect. He did not say to come and clean up his property. He said, come through the corner.
Yeah.
Clean up through the corner.
Now, if you tell me clean up through the corner, that's general.
When are we as adults, Bahamians, going to take responsibility for it's only our yard and clean up our yard? Therefore, by doing that, our entire corner will be cleaned.
Now, I get that. My cousin Chris used to say that all the time. Sweep your doorstep. Worry about your doorstep. I get that. But let me ask you this, caller, because sound like you could read between the lines a little bit too. Do you think maybe him saying coming through the corner, he wasn't referring to the residents and their yards, but maybe the general area and the parks and the verges that if you look around this country, there are a lot of those things neglected. So, again, you need to be more specific.
I've been saying...
But I agree with you on the nastiness. We got some nasty people here in this country. Bahamians, too.
I've been saying for a while, well over a year, Nassau is, don't like what I say, that's fine. But, you know, leave the country for 1 second, land someplace else in another country, for 1 second, come back home and tell me Nassau claims. Not Freeport. Nassau can't stand on the side of Freeport when it comes to
the cleanliness.
And notice I said Freeport.
Mm-hmm. Not Grand Bahama.
Okay? All right. But
why are you dotting your I's and crossing your T's today?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has a complaint. Everybody has a complaint, and the government gives out contracts to who they want to give it out to clean Nassau. I got a question for the government. Why do we have Ministry of Works? What do their staff do? Why are we paying political cronies to clean up Nassau, which they don't, and pay the Ministry of Works employees at the same time?
Very good question, caller. We've been double-dipping in that regard for years, and that's shooting ourselves in the foot, if you ask me.
I swear to God. What they call the ministry? Parks and who?
Parks and beaches, eh?
Whatever it is. Tell them they need to go and do a start button.
A reset button, eh?
Something is drastically wrong.
I hear you.
Drastically wrong.
Good stuff, caller. Appreciate you. We got to get to the break. Let's get this last call in. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes, can I speak to Mr. Naughty?
This is Naughty. You got to make it quick. Okay. We're going to the break.
Yes, good afternoon. I got to make it quick. Mr. Naughty.
Yes,
what I think you should have said to that lady, you know, Bremen is blind.
No, but I think, you know, that's a regular listener. And everybody who call this show know Bremen is blind now. We know that. Because I advocate for Bremen in that
knew,
regard.
You know?
No, I think Bremen has been a little bit excited and fired up for years because people abusing his property. Now, but I also think Bremen was trying to, you know, get to the point that it's a societal thing. We need parents.
Yeah.
We need the church.
Yeah,
we need the community.
You know, I'm a former teacher, so, you know, we can only do so much.
But you're an integral part of what we need to get done to change the mind frame of where we're going. Because you deal with them every day. When they leave home, they go to school. So we need input from everybody. Everybody's expertise is critical in this solution.
Right. And I just was wondering if she knew, you know, the way that he's
Yeah, man. That's a regular listener, regular texter. Okay. Yeah, man. We know Bremen. That's why we tell Bremen don't bust no corn, because Bremen's saying he bust corn. And you can't see. I ain't want the wrong person gets you.
All right.
Have a good one, man.
Good afternoon to you.
You too, man. Appreciate all your work as a teacher as well, too. All right? Thank you so much for your service. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock. We'll be first hour, everybody who chimed in, called in, and texted in. And last one, last text of the day. Naughty, the Prime Minister, is a big flyer and a flammer. It's it, and that's that, and that's all. Let's go to the break. How you really feel, texter?
And all those funds that chin that they compel. Yeah! All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Repa, soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's Wednesday, and here is my numerology report for today, brought to you by the Island Game, the three ball special. Tres pelotas. Tres, three, seis, six, seven. 367. That's your three ball for today. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams
games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time. KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Klein Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave the wheat to brown. It goes by so long, and in plantation, I may never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away.
Well, I got you on the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. I think we could be joined now by Pearly. Is Pearly zoomed in? What's going on, Pearl?
In this corner, right here, my brother. What you saying?
I can't call it. Same ish, different day. What's going on with you?
Same, you know, different day. Yeah.
It's Wednesday. That's normally what you get on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? That's normally what on a Wednesday. Yep. All right. So let's jump on in. Let's get this out of the way like we do each and every day. We got to break it down and set it off with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by North through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday out there at Naughty Johnny's. So take advantage of that. 5 to 7 p.m. Just set off a couple minutes ago. And you know, you should take advantage of it. It's always a good time and a good trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza with Naughty Johnny's. I love their comfort food. They got some really good comfort food. I ain't gonna lie. All right, let's check out what happened on this day in sports history. And today's date, obviously, the 13th. And on this day, the 13th of November, throughout the sports history annals, not much happened, Pearly. This one is Lord. In 1900, the Baltimore Orioles entered Major League Baseball's American League. 1934, Ralph Scotty Bowman of the St. Louis Eagles scored his first penalty shot goal in NHL history. 1991, Roger Clemens won his third Cy Young Award for the American League. 1993, the Dallas Mavericks began a 20-game streak of losses, or 20-game losing streak. 1995, Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves became the first pitcher to win 4 consecutive Cy Young Awards. Well-deserved, too. He's won for not having a decent fastball, he had every other pitch there was, and boy, he could paint that plate, boy, Pearly.
I just wanted to say he could paint that plate.
Boy, he make you look stupid, too, you know.
And he picks them ball. They look like a juicy ball. Slide off the plate, drop off the table. Wow.
1997, Mike Keenan was named the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. Sports quote of the day: when you're playing against a stacked deck, compete even harder. Show the world how much you'll fight for the winner's circle. If you do, someday the cell phone or the cellophane will crackle off a fresh pack, one that belongs to you, and the cards will be stacked in your favor. Pat Riley. Boy, Pat could pontificate, eh?
For real.
Pat could pontificate. I ain't gonna lie.
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
When last you hear from Big Chief?
I heard from Big Chief, if not this week, on Monday, on Friday last week.
Okay.
No, I heard from Big Chief on Monday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so it's quite concerning that his Georgia Bulldogs are in danger of not making the college football playoffs at all. If the season ended today, they would not make the playoffs.
I know.
And Boise, the 13-ranked Boise State would make the playoffs over them. So and this weekend is a must-win game. If they lose to Tennessee, they might still wrap it up for the season.
Boy, it's getting thick, Pearly. It's getting late, eh?
I don't know, boy. Is this a big week? This weekend is a huge weekend in college football. This may start separating
the sheep from the goat.
And the sheep from the goat, that's right.
Yeah, boy. But no, we did.
I just wonder Big Chief if he's very quiet.
No. He was very candid. He said that, you know, they're going to have to probably replace their quarterback because he's not living up to snuff. They're going to have to make a few adjustments. He took it on the chin. He was very objective. Obviously, you know, he came with the spin as to who, what, why, when, and how that they're going to make the playoffs.
But under regular conditions in the game, Beck is very good. But when it comes to pressure, he's really bad this year. He's thrown. He's not making good decisions. He's not looking very good. So, you know, it's interesting to see. And, you know, they're trying to push Alabama up there so hard, but we'll see what happens. But your Miami Hurricanes, if it was the end, they would be a number one, would be get a first week bye.
And thank God we don't have to play Georgia Tech no more. Good God, they got a number. No,
but you still got to play Clemson.
I think we could beat Clemson, to tell you the truth. I'd rather take my chances against them than Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia, I don't know why, but Georgia Tech just got a hold on University
of Miami. They got the number of numbers on us, brother. But
man,
listen,
they really humbled Miami. They made Cam. That's the first time Cam Ward looks vulnerable.
That's their Super Bowl, bro. That's their national championship. Every time they line up against the U, they come in.
You know, we had a Bahamian played for Georgia Tech one time ago, right?
Who?
My dear loving cousin, his name is Marvin Dyer. He actually grew up in the States, went to Cardinal Newman High School in Palm Beach, but he played defensive end for Georgia Tech in the mid-80s.
Play or did he?
He was starting. He started for Georgia Tech and he played for the, I think it was the New Jersey Generals of the USFL.
Played with Herschel Walker and that team was known by Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that's who he played for, if I remember correctly.
All right, well,
he threw out his knee, and back then they never had to rebuild the knees like they rebuild them now.
No, that was it. He got a knee injury back then. That was career ender. Yeah.
But no, he was the starting. He was starting offensive lineman and defensive end for Cardinal Newman High School. Got a full ride at Georgia Tech and was the starting. He was freshman All American at Georgia Tech.
That's good stuff, Pearly.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for sharing Thompson that, blood, man. You know? Thanks for sharing that. But listen,
Thompson blood.
We got to get into that local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King National. You know it's Whopper Wednesday. So we got some special guests. We're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get into that segment. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. And don't forget, you got Whopper Wednesday going on right now. Whopper fries and that soft drink, $5.79 VAT included at your favorite Burger King NASA location. Take advantage of that. But we'll be talking with the folks from City of Hope. It's the 12th annual Bahamas Half Marathon and 10K, 5K relay. All finishes received. A medal and shirts and swag bag. It's going down November 17th, starting at 5 a.m. You can still register for it, and we're going to have two representatives, you know, with us in studio on the flip side of the break, and we'll be chopping it up. We'll have that conversation because, like, it's important, man, you know, marathon and road running near and dear to the show, man. And, you know, Marcel going to be a big part of this, too, so definitely, you know, we got to chop it up.
I saw him earlier today. I coming on the show. I said, okay, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's like... Anyhow, we're going to get to that right now
tipping
on the flip side
people.
Of the ring.
You know,
biggity, boy, biggity, biggity, biggity. Anyway.
Stepping on people. We don't play.
It's all good, man. So we'll be doing it on the flip side of the break. All right. We'll be talking with Tony Longley and Ken Stubbs. They're going to be chopping it up with us. We'll get to that conversation on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. 5:20 p.m. is the time.
Tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with a friend. He burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the feet that could have never get me down. I know they tried to use me.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Red Island Games, we making dreams come true. Play Red Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Red Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Red Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
What gift gives you joy? The gift of home renovations. Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of three prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to US$100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People na fire, but we got Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire, pan a weak at Babylon and the free talk. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. It will go for so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell. And all those fans that you
know. We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company along with Pearly. Pearly, you there? Oh, did Pearly mute himself? All
right. I'm right here.
Our guest today, Earl, we got Mr. Kendrick Stubbs. He's the vice president of the Bahamas Road Masters Running Club. And we got Mr. Tony Longley. He's the, what that is. You should have been a doctor, you know, Mr. Longley. I mean, Mr. Stubbs. You should have been a doctor. You got doctor's handwriting. Bahamas Road Masters? That don't mean you could write, though. I mean, maybe you should get a laptop and get you a phone and stick to all of that. Don't make me go there. Don't make me go there. I got plenty of jokes, but that, don't make me go there. But anyway, glad to have you guys here. Obviously, you know, we're big supporters of marathon running and distance running in the country and track and field in general. But obviously, you know, we got to.
And even though none of us can run a marathon, we still support it.
We run our mouth every day, Pearly, and we can run our mouth at marathon level. So we fit right in, man. We related.
Amen.
But, you know, Marcel Barmage, no stranger to the show, you know, and he does a lot of marathons. He's on here a lot. But glad to have, you know, Mr. Longley and Mr. Stubbs here today to discuss the City of Hope 12th Annual Bahamas Half Marathon and 10K, 5K Relay. It's going down November 17th. That's Sunday morning, starting at 5 a.m. at Arawak Key. And you still have opportunities to register. And you got the half marathon, the 10K, and the 5K, so, you know, it's something there for everybody who takes part in distance running. Gents, how are you? Welcome to the show. Look like you got a great event lined up again for this weekend.
Yes.
The 12th annual.
Yes.
So I commend you on that. Not easy to pull off an event 12 years in a row. So hats off to you on that. Out of the break. Good stuff.
Yes, thank you.
And what can folks expect this year as far as the relay? I like the relay aspect of it. Break that down for me.
Okay, so the relay is actually, it'll be three persons, and they'll run the half marathon, which is 13.1 miles.
13.1 miles, so you divide the 13.1 by three people, so they're running like four point something each.
Yes, 4.37 miles per person.
But for some of these marathoners that I see on the road, that 4 miles shouldn't be too hard.
No, that should be easy.
Because I see y'all, I pass y'all going resting, and when I come back, I'm like, well, how do you reach here?
It's very attractive to the teams from the schools,
too. How do you reach? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's attractive. Good to get track and field as well, because mm-hmm. I think that's something that I think you guys really need to go after in the high school level here, is cross-country run. Multitude of scholarships just awaiting Bahamian kids for cross-country in the States, which is basically distance or marathon running.
Absolutely, but you know they like to migrate more, lean more toward the sprints because they hear more about that.
Yeah,
they see
but
more.
you got to embrace the folks that you look at as distance runners early and say, listen, let's try not make this kid a 200 meter runner. Mm-hmm. 800, 1200, 1600, half marathon, mile. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to know that you guys got the schools participating, though, as a relay. That's a start. Mm-hmm. That's how we get them.
Yeah, and it's good to see that on the national front, there's a lot of movement in the cross country at this time. So that's going to draw more people into running distance.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and we got a great climate. Yeah. Let's be real. I mean, you guys run, and you guys still participate. And Marcel said, one of the best things, afterwards, go for my run.
Yeah.
I got just great climate.
Say a little something about Bahamas Roadmasters Running Club in that vein. We began in 1990, at the end of 1990. So we are now some 34 years, actually, mm-hmm. we're in that 34th anniversary right about now. And
congrats, that's good stuff.
Yes, and consistent. We haven't had a break, no breakup, nothing. And we're all about long-distance running in this country.
But haven't some of your members run in all five of the major marathons or touched on all the continents or six, yeah.
Right.
Correct?
Six major marathons, which are Chicago, New York,
Boston,
London, Berlin, and Tokyo. All right? And when you have done all six of those, it's called the Abbott World Marathon Majors, and you get a 6-star medal, beautiful piece that has a commemorative medal of each of the six.
Good stuff.
In one, so that's.
And we've had Bahamians at that level before.
Yeah, we've had about six Bahamians who have completed that. We have one who has done it two times. She's a member of our club, Sharon Blades. She just recently completed a second time. So, yeah, our members, we are global.
Yeah, y'all doing your thing. Mm-hmm. Now, break down the distances for us so folks know exactly, you know, because you're offering the half marathon, and then you got the 10K and the 5K, correct?
Yes. So the half marathon is 13.1 miles, right? And that starts, all the races will start from the same location, starting point, which will be Ahwaukee at 5 a.m. for the half marathon, right? And they'll be going out 13.1 miles. The 10K is 6.2 miles, and they will start at 5:30 from Ahwaukee. And then the 5K is the 3.1 miles, and they will start at 5:45.
And what about you got added yet for me and Pearly, or no? Because so y'all need spotters. Y'all need us to ride around and make sure everybody copacetic.
Yeah, the Bear Cooler crew, they start at about 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.?
Yeah,
we start at 2?
Yeah, they should be
sober
up.
We should be finishing by the time y'all starting.
They really had a nap and sober up.
Pearly, you hear that? So we got to get it. You got a late night snack, and then 2 in the morning, we got to be out there.
Yeah. So the response has been excellent to this event. We are currently, as of this morning, we were almost at cap at 450. I don't know if we're there
now
yet.
At 465, and registration is closed. Oh,
so registration is closed now?
Yes.
Yep.
It's closed. Mm-hmm. It's closed.
So you have your full quota?
Yes.
Which is how many persons?
465 currently.
465.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, that's a
that's
good
crowd. Awesome, man.
That's right.
And that's good stuff.
Yeah, and you know, what is even more significant about that, Pearly, we have persons coming in from far away. We have runners coming in from Kenya, France, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, the United Arab Emirates. Can you imagine that? Coming to the Bahamas to participate in this half marathon. This marathon running and long distance running is a serious pull for tourism. More and more governments around the world are realizing it and they're getting on board with it. And we can take this very far here in the Bahamas if we can get
Especially with what we offer and what we bring to the table.
If we can get our people here seriously to back us and to be on board, you'd be amazed the impact we can have on heads and beds here in this country.
And that's always a good thing. When you get that sports tourism done right, and then you get annual events and reoccurring visitors, it's always a good look. It's always a good thing.
That's right.
But I'm glad to know that you guys have hit your quota, hit your capacity. Mm-hmm. But there's obviously a lot of other things that the race brings. Obviously, there'll be stuff there for the family as well, for folks to come out and take part in, correct?
Oh, yeah, because you see the 5K in particular is very family-oriented event. It's also a walker-friendly event, even though we have persons who choose to walk the 10K as well, but a lot of the walkers, they lean more toward the 5K. Many of them bring their children, and they walk with them. And so you find a lot of spouses come out, and it's really a family event.
All right, so we got to get to the break, but if folks obviously didn't want to participate, it's going on this weekend, not as far as in the race, but come out and support, come out and take it in, because obviously you've reached capacity, correct?
Yes. We need supporters. You know, when we travel around the world, I mean, the Chicago Marathon, for example, it's estimated almost 2 million people line the streets. Same thing in all those major events. We need Bahamians to come out, line the street, cheer the runners along, you know, make it a fun-filled early morning event. And after they're finished watching that, they can go and do their own little walk, right?
Yeah, I mean, the event starts early. It should be over early, so you still got your whole Saturday to, Sunday to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Bring your picnic chairs and sit along line the street and cheer them along.
All right, well, we'll get to the break now, but I know you guys will be back tomorrow and Friday to discuss some more about marathon, and you know, maybe we get some of your runners that have done the six major races to come in and we chop it up with them.
We just want to thank City of Hope, our title sponsor, who's really making this happen. And then we have a list of other speakers that our speaker tomorrow will speak more to the other sponsors.
No problem, man. Good stuff. Thank you. Glad you all stopped by. Good to see you. And we'll pick up this conversation tomorrow as well. Because it is all about, you know, it's a great event. It's the 12th annual, and I don't want people to lose sight of that. It's the 12th annual City of Hope Bahamas Half Marathon and 10K, 5K relay. It's going down November 17th, which is Sunday, starting at 5 a.m. All registration slots for marathoners are gone. They are closed. But if you want to come out, take part in the festivities and support the runners, you definitely are more than welcome. And it's going to be a great event. You don't do things for 12 years in a row if it's not a great event. So
Absolutely. We'll
look to see you out there on Sunday. We'll take a quick break now. Flip side of the board to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we got a good, solid Colin Cowherd to take you home today for the final 15. Keep it right where you got it. All that and more is coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And do they try to use me and abuse me? I leave them with a friend. They put a fire upon a weak God. Bobby Rang and the Peter could have never get me down.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. for all your printing needs. There'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bay Bakery, De Gregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. People in a fire banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Pearly and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Pearly, there?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, as you know, tomorrow you're holding it down. So, you know, folks got to look forward to Thursday because it's Pearly Day on Thursday. What you got lined up for tomorrow?
I have a guest tomorrow. I just need them to confirm something.
All right.
With me this afternoon. No. And then, you know, we have the Roadrunners tomorrow as well.
Yep.
We're going to get it. Clint will join me tomorrow. We'll get into the pick for tomorrow's game. And but tomorrow at the 4 o'clock hour is going to be real fun. It's going to be real fun.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Should upset some people.
So listen, before we get into the picks, Pearly, right? We got a great Final 15 today. Looks like the hot buzz in the NFL, especially out of the AFC now, is the Pittsburgh Steelers with Russell Wilson at quarterback for the last three games. They're 3-0. They've been impressive. People are starting to get on the Steeler bandwagon.
Yeah, well, Steelers always have a really good team. Not a great team, always have a really good team. And it's just, I thought the move to get Russell Wilson, and I said it from day one, was a good move for the Steelers. I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. I thought he would do well, and he's doing well. His test will be this weekend. Against Baltimore.
Thank you very much. And then
my other friend, if they both Pittsburgh Steelers fans, if the Steelers win, then I'm bought in. If not, then you'll hear my mouth.
Yeah, listen, I can be honest with you. Pittsburgh got to negotiate the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cleveland Browns. That division is one of the worst divisions for division losses around, rivalry games. Throw the records out the window. Sometimes you think Cleveland's going to win, Cincinnati going to win, but they'll beat the shabby up Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and vice versa. When Pittsburgh's not good, they shabby up the division. So they got to be careful. They really got to be careful.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not an easy road. It's not a cakewalk. It's not a slam dunk for him. All right, let's get into the picks, Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And you know it's all about The Island Game's great NFL promotion, the NFL Takedown. Two big drawings left, 5,000 up for grabs in November. And in December, the all-expense-paid trip to the Super Bowl, the grand prize, Super Bowl trip to New Orleans for two. All right? So if you haven't done so...
Go ahead.
If you haven't done so already, you need to log on to theislandgame.com, get your account set up with them. Once it's verified, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play. You make a $20 single game bet or a $20 parlay, and you're going to and December. It always pays to play and win with the Island Game, and they always remind you to play responsibly. And like I say, that's a great prize, great grand prize. All expense paid trip to the Super Bowl. Come on.
I could do New Orleans. I could do New Orleans.
You could do New Orleans.
But Naughty, I might say, if I went, I ain't carrying you. I have to apologize right now, you know.
I'm going to go nowhere with you. Everything cool. I've been to the Super Bowl before, and I go in with MJ. Every time I go, it's with MJ. We love ourselves, so trust me.
Yes.
Yeah, I. But anyway, let's get into the games for tonight.
But before we get into the games for tonight, did you watch that Duke-Kentucky game last night?
Yeah, boy. Cooper Flag got potential.
Early season game, it was really a good team.
And looked like Cooper Flag got fouled on that last play, too.
Okay, you could go either way, yeah.
I'm no fan of Duke, though, so I don't care.
What I like about the Kentucky team is, I can't remember the coach's name. Man.
Mark Few.
Yeah, Few, right. He took over the team this year with no players. So he's got 3 freshmen and 9 transfer kids playing for them.
And they're jamming because everybody left to chase Calipari to go play for Cup
in Arkansas. Correct. Yeah. But if they're jamming like this in November, imagine what they can be like in March.
Gonna be a tough team. All right.
That's my wild card team.
Right there. All right, we got the Pacers on the road against the Magic tonight. 1-point favorites, the Magic at home. I like the Magic to win by a bucket at home. They could get it done by a point.
I'm gonna take the Pacers and the points.
Magic healthy.
That means the Pacers are gonna win.
Magic healthy right now, so I like them at home. Celtics lost a tough one last night. They're on the road tonight against the Nets, 9-point favorites. The Nets, listen, I take the Nets in the 9 in this one. The Nets have been playing competitive, but you know, to play it safe, I'll take the Celtics in the money line.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Bulls and the Knicks. Take the Bulls in the 8 points. The Knicks will probably win the game, but I don't know if they cover the 8 points. The Bulls do a very good job covering the spread. You got the Cavaliers. They do. They're excellent.
I like what the Knicks did last night to Embiid and the Sixers.
But Embiid didn't play in that game, did he?
Yeah, he played.
Okay.
He played the whole game. He didn't look good. He looked very nostalgic. He looked
Did you say nostalgic?
Lethargic. I did say
you
nostalgic.
You combined all two, nostalgic and lethargic. True Bahamian. And see what I was telling you yesterday about last names? And I use anyway.
If I tell you what I watch, you'll understand why I said that. Anyway.
All right. Cavaliers and the 76ers. Cavs by 10 on the road. I'll take them in the money line. They were a little sluggish last night, but I think they get it done against the Sixers in a back-to-back.
I'll take the Sixers and the points.
That's not a bad angle either. Pelicans, 13.5 on the road, getting plus 13.5 on the road against OKC. I like OKC to win the game at home, but I'm not touching 13.5. That's a little steep for the Pelicans. They might be able to cover that.
Don't they have some injuries? Do they?
Only Zion, but they played without Zion before. So
and Murray out too.
They're on the heels of a back-to-back, and remember, OKC got taken to the wall last night, so.
Yeah, that's why I believe I'm going to take OKC. I'm going to put God on the limb and take him with the points.
Wow, I'll play it safe and go with the money line. Pistons on the road against the Bucks. Bucks 6.5-point favorites at home.
I'm not impressed with the Bucks right now.
No, and the Pistons are playing competitive ball.
The Pistons, they are. They beat somebody.
Miami last night. Take the Pistons in the 6.5. You never know.
Yeah. I'll take the Pistons and the points.
Clippers on the road against the Rockets. Listen, I like the Rockets in this one, but -4 might be a heavy lay. I'll take the Rockets in a money line because they're young and they play well in Houston.
You know what? I think if the Rockets win, they're not going to win close. They're going to win by maybe I wouldn't say 10 points. I'm going to give them the points.
All right, you got the Spurs, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Wizards. I like the Spurs to win by 9.5 over the Wizards.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, I like that.
Memphis Grizzlies against the Lakers. Now, Memphis blew out the Lakers a couple of weeks ago. They're getting 7 points at home. I'm not saying this because John Morant's not even playing, but give me the Memphis Grizzlies and the 7 points. They've been competitive and they've been covering spreads. I'm going to take the Grizzlies plus the 7. Lakers probably going to win the game, but I don't think it's by the 7.
I'm going to take the Lakers in the money line.
There you go, smart man.
I'm scared of the points. I'm scared of the points because of the if AD gets off and the Lakers play good, they could blow them out.
And if John Morant ends up playing as a game-time decision, I'll take the 7 points with him in the lineup any day of the week.
That's why I'm going to take the money line, exactly why.
Minnesota Timberwolves, 9.5-point favorites on the road against Portland. I'll take them in the money line because they've been, you know, underachievers in their own right. So I'll take them in the money line over the Portland Trailblazers.
I think they're taking a little while longer to come together, not as quickly as the Knicks are coming together. So I'll take the Timberwolves in the money line as well.
The Suns been playing good ball without Durant. They get 8 points on the road tonight against plus the 8.
But the Kings, what the Kings' record is at home? Do you know?
No, they like .500.
Yeah, no, no, they are. I mean, they are 6-5.
They play a little better at home than they do on the road, but I like the Suns who are playing hardball, and you're getting 8 points. You can't refuse that.
Yeah, I'll take the Suns and the points.
There you go. Mr. Producer, we got time to get this call real quick. All right, let's grab this call, and then we get to the break and wrap things up. And we got a great take-home today. Like I said, Rich Eisen breaking down that whole move with Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers and why they're now his dark horse contender in the AFC. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, good night, Naughty, my good friend.
What's happening, my brother?
I'm right here, man. Good night, my better friend.
How you doing, my classmate? Very good to hear your voice.
I'm doing well. I just thought I would ruin Naughty's night by letting them know that the Big Red Machine South Junior Boys just won the pennant by stopping the QC Comets Junior Boys.
Well, guess what? No, listen, you have to understand. I don't talk. Pearly will tell you, I don't brag on that alma mater of mine. I ain't nothing like what I went to. So anytime I see soccer QC do well, I applaud y'all. And if you're talking about the pennant in baseball, high school baseball, a lot of them dudes I coached, 8U, 10U, 12U, I'm proud of all of them, man.
I know that, we really appreciate it.
No worries, man. It's all good. And always keep me posted whenever they play in, man. Give me the results. Like, call like this is perfect. I'm glad to know they did well, man.
And the girls play yesterday?
You guys take well.
And listen, caller, be sure to tune in tomorrow to Pearly because you know some sock done won. It's going to be a whole sock fest tomorrow. You know how we go. There is no shame. There is no shame.
But, Naughty, everything is about sock. I don't know what, that's it. It's only sock. Ain't nothing.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, man, it could only be about sock because how long y'all been in existence?
1945.
And y'all been consistent from 45 till now. Y'all know what you get with SAC. With my old alma mater, boy, you know what you used to get. And now, boy, look here. I don't know. That's a weird recipe. So, go SAC. Go QC. Go Kingsway. Go Windsor. Go whoever. I don't know about that. I can't. My heart don't do it no more. It ain't there. It's like I feel about them like how I feel about the Lakers while LeBron there. You understand? Maybe when they get rid of one or two crazy principal and think I might go back. Just like if the Lakers get rid of LeBron, I back with my jersey on. You don't know how the thing go. Be safe, enjoy, and congratulations on that pennant, man. Good stuff. Pearly, looking forward to you doing it big time tomorrow, man. Enjoy your day. I'm up out of here. Colin Cowherd taking us home. Mr. Producer, good stuff. Everybody who chimed in, good stuff. Pearly got you tomorrow. Me and MJ, I'll see you Friday. Don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it. Talking as continues right after this.
Please ask MJ, when is she going to join me one day? When you going to allow your wife to come join me?
She can't stand the Dodgers. She's a diehard Yankee. She's a Jeter and that kind of Yankee. Yeah, Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera. She ain't want no part of you right now. I can be honest with you.
I just wanted to remind her, but that's all right. That's no problem.
But she said to tell you her Spurs looking good, and she'll be back in short order. You don't want no part of that either. Trust me. I slept many a night on the sofa when the Spurs win, bro. You don't want no part of that.
I can imagine.
I gone. You got him tomorrow. Take the break, and on the flip side of the break, Rick Colin Coward taking us home. See you tomorrow, Bahamas.
Use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friends. See ya, interview me. I beg you be wise. Cause pirates then we strike by night. I want come trick you with them black and white. Whoa, Lord, hey. But be careful what you sign.
Why? Because both Sean Payton and Pete Carroll, Hall of Fame level coaches, moved off him. And there were just too many teammates that would say bad things. And I'm like, I think Russ is getting into Russ. A little too into Russ, which I'm not a fan of as a quarterback. But I was looking at this. So Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, same roster. Look at the gap between the two. With Russell, they average 30 a game. Fields, 20. 380 yards to 290. Yards per play. Another yard. So, I mean, by the way, 25 points, 4 straight weeks. Number 3 scoring offense over the last month. He has the 3rd highest passer rating in the league. Russell Wilson does at 105. And in the 4th quarter this year, in the 4th quarter, the money quarter, Russ is completing almost 80% of his passes. So, yeah, I moved off him. But I got to be honest. Sometimes you get humbled. And Albert Breer was on our show a couple days ago, and I mean, Russ was getting into Russ, but then this happened.
I think there was a period in Russell's career when he was in Denver when he wanted to be something different than that.
And he's come off of it. And I think that's a huge credit to Russell, that I'm willing now to go back to what I was in Seattle. I'm willing to really embrace playing the way that I was playing in Seattle. It's basically having the humility to say I was wrong, you know, and maybe the coaches in Seattle who deployed me a certain way were right. And so I think that those things have come together too.
He didn't get defensive. He didn't lash out. He didn't poison the locker room. Russell Wilson put his head down and went to work. It's what he's done his whole career. You could knock him sometimes for being too adult, that he doesn't connect with younger teammates. He's like, I mean, like practices high-fiving. I mean, he is so committed and obsessed. But a lot of guys would have bailed. He never did. Never pouted. Got humble. But don't kid yourself. The numbers between Russ and Justin Fields, there is a massive gap. Like, if you're in Vegas, that's a 10-point difference.
Yeah. I really love this story, honestly, for so many different reasons. And I assure you, it's not just because I kept saying, play Russ, play Russ. Russ should be the starter. The Steelers could be a contender with Russ. And so I swear I'm not doing like receipt keeping or doing any type of victory lap. But it's obviously no surprise this team is better with Russ versus Justin Fields. And I have also talked about Russ's you know, locker room issues, leadership issues, whatever it may be. And anytime I made those videos, I'm trying to get back to his numbers. And this is not about Justin Fields. I don't want to talk about Justin Fields. This is all about Russ, for the record. But it's one of those things where when I kind of talked about some of his leadership issues and stuff like that, a lot of people, and within more of that community, more than I am, they kind of emphasize that people don't like Russ because he is a more clean cut guy, family guy in that regard. And so they kind of take issue with that. And I think there's probably some truth to that to a degree, but I don't think that's 100% the truth, because people obviously roll with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, like, so it's not always just about that. You don't always have to do all the same things as the other people around you to be able to connect with them. Being able to connect with other players is just, people in general, is something that is so much, it's just being able to speak their language. It's something that I'm actually good at, mainly because of my background in being I used to be a therapist, and specifically in a men's drug and alcohol rehab facility, where I'm literally working with people from truly all over, with such insanely different backgrounds. Some of the greatest people you ever meet, and some of the worst human beings you could ever meet. And that's just the reality of the situation. People who are absolutely loaded, and people who have never had more than 50 cents in their pocket. And yet I have the ability, and again, this isn't me like trying to toot my own horn, but I have the ability to connect with those people no matter who I'm talking to. I can hang out with ultra rich people and people will think like, oh, I'm ultra rich too. I can hang out with people who are ultra poor and they'll be like, oh man, you know what it's like. And it's because I do. I have the feelings. I mean, I've never been ultra rich, but it's just my own, the way how my own mind works and how my own natural ability to connect with. But again, it's very much not only my training, but also just my own natural ability, who I am as a person. And I recognize that not all people have that ability. Not all people have the ability to connect. They don't have that, what they often will call like social intelligence. And it's just one of those things that I think maybe to a degree maybe has lacked a little bit. And that's kind of hurt his reputation and the way how other people perceive Russ in general. And I think when you get all the money and then you marry a celebrity and all of that type of stuff and you're the quarterback, it's a combination between people feeling like you're a little bit disconnected. I think some of it also probably did go to Russ's head, which is what Albert Breer was essentially saying. He wanted to do something that was beyond him. But then again, he has the intelligence. He has hopefully the camp around him where they can then be like, hey, you need to change. This is obviously not working for you. And now they're going back to what worked with him. But again, we know other players kind of talked about this, how like you couldn't even text Russ and you had to like make an appointment and like all of those types of things. And so I get why that would rub players the wrong way, because at the end of the day, players want to feel like you're kind of on similar levels. Every player is going to recognize who the star player is, who's the player that makes the most amount of money, all of that type of stuff. They're not dumb to it. You know it since if you're playing sports at the age of like 7, right? I mean, seriously, you recognize, okay, that's Johnny. He's obviously the best player. And when you're younger, you get maybe a little upset by it. You're like, I'm going to be better than Johnny. No, Johnny's not the best. And then as you get older and older and older, you're like, well, Johnny continues to be the best. He obviously best to get as good as you can. But you recognize that there are different levels to it. And that's why it all depends on how do these other players handle it. And it just seems to me that Russ really kind of did go a little bit back and forth. He kind of had his own journey with regards to it. But to deny his ability to play football, right? That's not fair. If we want to unpack his ability to be a leader and connect with other players, I think that's totally fair game. But I think we also need to recognize that it is also, in a lot of ways, no different than someone being able to run, really fast versus not as fast. I was going to give specific numbers, but it doesn't even matter, right? Like it is. It's a skill set that not only can you work on, but you're also born with. And for the most part, especially the older I get, the more forgiving I am of other people who don't have the ability to connect with other people on deeper levels or have the ability to relate to other people, communicate as efficiently as well. Because there is a robotic and a fakeness to Russ, but I think that's like not even like on purpose. It's just like how he processes the world. Honestly, I think a lot of it is probably his own insecurity to a degree. A lot of people who you feel are fake, a lot of times it's because of their own insecurity and they're just kind of reacting and doing and speaking how they think other people want them to. Like it can get really messy if we really dig into the psychology of it all. And so if anything, I'm just kind of more forgiving of it rather than like, oh, this guy thinks he's the best or he's elite or whatnot. So that's why I always thought going to Pittsburgh was going to be a great situation for him, because Mike Tomlin's the exact opposite. Mike Tomlin is just, like the definition of a man's man, just like he shoots from the hip and he'll tell you like it is, but it's authentic. It's not in your face for the sake of being in your face. He is pure authenticity. It's why Pittsburgh Steelers fans and the organization as a whole absolutely love him. So they're going to be able to be like, when Mike Tomlin has a conversation with Russ and says, this is what it is, this is what we need from you, I think it's going to actually break through any of the barriers that Russ has. And you'll be able to go through. And I think Russ has been an absolute pro from day one when they ended up getting Justin Fields. When Justin Fields got the start, like he was still involved. And again, he does the corny stuff wearing the jerseys and all of that. And he wants to feel connected and remind everyone, hey, I'm still pretty good. But you also got to understand that the numbers and the moments that Russ is having, as we can see, it's also one of those things where he's feeling that he wasn't been given the opportunity to show everyone. And that's a tough place to be in too. When you know of doing, but you're not given the opportunity or platform to show what you can do. That's haunting. I feel that in many aspects of my life where it's like, if I'm just given the opportunity, if you just give me the chance, if you put me on FS1, if you put me on ESPN, or if you give me a shot with, Sydney Sweeney or whatever the heck her name is. I will make it happen, man. I will make it happen. Give me a date with Margot Robbie and she will be my wife. She's like, put me in, coach. Let's go. And when you don't feel like you have that opportunity, it could be so frustrating because you're like, how can I get this opportunity? And it can eat at you. It can haunt you. And I think we were seeing that, especially within the last couple of years with Russ. And so to see him have the humility to be able to do whatever he needed to do to be able to get back on the field and thrive and really remind everyone who he is, I think it's awesome. I really do. And I think it's great. But to answer the other question directly, has he redeemed his status as an elite quarterback? Despite everything that I just said, I'm going to say no, only because it's too short of a sample size. Now, again, I've been praising Russ. I've been saying that he reminded everyone who he is and how elite he can be. But it's too short of a window right now, because let's say his numbers go back down in the pan. They'll start to dissect. Well, who did Russ really play? He played this team and that team. The way he truly redeems himself as his status as an elite quarterback is if he leads the Steelers into the playoffs, wins a big playoff game, right? Beats like the Ravens or the Chiefs. Like, it has to be substantial. He can't like beat the Miami Dolphins in the wild card round or something. Again, I don't know how the playoffs are obviously going to unfold, but it has to be like really substantial. And Russ has to be a reason for it. Because the way I look at it is let's say he's not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler anymore, which again, I'm not saying he will or he won't. It's like, will a team give him money? Will they say, I want Russ as our quarterback? And I think he would have to do more to really kind of prove, yo, I'm a great quarterback. I'm a top quarterback. Yeah, there were a couple years where things got a little rocky, but stop acting like those years before were a fluke and not the bad years. The bad years were a fluke. The bad years were a bad situation. I confess, I got in my own way a little bit as well. Then we had some injuries. It was just it was a messy chain of events. But let's not pretend like I'm not Russ. Let's not pretend like I haven't been a top Hall of Fame caliber quarterback for the vast majority of my career. And in order to really prove that, it has to be more than just three regular season games. It just does. That's just my viewpoint. I think he's on that trajectory, and he's on that to do it. But I think ultimately, if we're talking about the status of an elite quarterback, well, elite quarterbacks get evaluated based on what are they doing in the playoffs, right? Like, how are they winning a game? Is he throwing 80% completion percentage in the fourth quarter? Is he leading a drive to ice the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, right? Like, that's when those things really come to fruition. But those are just my thoughts. I'd absolutely love to hear yours. What do you guys all think about Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you think he redeemed his status as an elite quarterback? And how do you feel about kind of his path that he's been on for these last couple of years? Let me know in the comments below. I read every single comment, so whether you agree with me or disagree with me, either way, let's get in some discussions, let's get in some fights, but ultimately, let's just have some fun. And please do consider subscribing. We're building an amazing community here, and I'd absolutely see you part of it. I want to build something that we all genuinely feel connected to, something that we're really excited to be part of. I think we're well on our way to doing it. Please don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, as it really does help with the visibility and the algorithm. Thank you so much, and see you next time.